وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، جزاك الله خير، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, we continue taking the class from the book of Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba' للإمام الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. The last class we had the first principle, Al-Qa'ida. Al-Qa'ida Al-Ula, in which the Sheikh mentioned that those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought were affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla exists and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the provider, and the disposer of all matters. And he mentioned proof from the Quran. And that is the way of Ahlul Sunnah, whatever they mention and consider to be a religion, they have a proof for it. So he said, Allah said, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلَ فَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. This ayah, this verse in Surah Yunus, verse 31. So in this ayah, it's very clear that the idol worshippers used to believe the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and that He is Al-Khaliq. He is the one who creates. And from the creation, the soul, the life, يخرج الحي من الميت. Allah creates, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul. He gives life, He causes death. And also that He is Azza wa Jal Al-Razzaq, the provider. And that He is Al-Mudabbir, the disposer of affairs and matters. The Shaykh didn't mention any other ayah. He didn't mention another hadith. Because in this book, he didn't intend to mention all the proofs. Simply because this is a small book. And also, one proof is enough. One ayah or one hadith is sufficient as a proof. But because there are people who are out there denying that the idol worshippers used to affirm the existence of Allah, we may sometimes need to mention more than one ayah. So before we go to the second principle, who of the brothers reminding us another ayah in the Quran in which Allah mentioned that the mushrikun used to believe the existence of Allah, used to affirm the existence of Allah. Ayah in the Quran. Ayah in the Quran. Try to get at least one ayah. More ayah, it's not even one. Inshallah, you bring the ayah. But if you don't bring, then at least when someone else bring, mention the surah. Whichever is easy for you. What's after that? Because there's more than one ayah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَ وَمَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. What's after that? Yes? those ayat started with that. Be very careful. Quran has similarities. Na'am, ya Ibrahim. Ahsan. Tayyib. In the first ayah, وَلَا إِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. نعم. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. هذه سورة الزخرف. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ. أيضا سورة الزخرف. Both آيات. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. The one ending with قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. That's it started with وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Which surah? Now, what ayah? What ayah, akhi? You search it, okay. Sorry for making you. Nah. قُلْ إِسْبِرْ. Nah. طيب. This is the ayah. Nah. طيب. Nah, أحسنت. Yes. سورة لقمان verse 25. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you, means the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, ask them, means the idol worshippers, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, who has created the heaven and the earth? لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will certainly say Allah. They will certainly say Allah. So they will not say anyone else. They are asked who created the heaven and the earth. They were saying Allah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Then say Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks are Allah's. All praise and thanks are Allah's. Since Allah is the creator of the heaven and the earth, then the praises and thanks is for Him. How come you praising other than Him? For receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from heaven and from the earth. Walilhamdulillah. So that this is dalil that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is a proof for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Who find out that? How? When they say Allah is the creator of the heaven and the earth, they affirm that Allah said to the Messenger sallam, قُلْ, say, Alhamdu lillah. All praise and thanks be to Allah. What's the relation between their affirmation that Allah is the creator of the heaven and the earth and that Allah commanded Messenger Muhammad sallam to answer, to reply with, Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks be to Allah. What's the relation between this? Issues. When they say Allah created the heaven and the earth, everyone, everything, Prophet ﷺ should say, Alhamdulillah. What's the relation between these two? Yes. Ahsant. Barakallahu fi Abu Sumayyah. This is the hikmah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the creator of the heaven and the earth, he should be the one to thank him for that. So when they receive rain, when they have life, when they have, you find them thanking other than Allah, praising other than Allah. Go to the church. Who are they praising all the time? Are they keep on mentioning his name? Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa. Then simple question, ask them, did Prophet Isa alayhi salam create the heaven? He must say no. because the heaven used to exist before Prophet Isa born, before even his mother Mary born, way back, before even Prophet Adam was created by Allah. The earth and the heaven was there. So he didn't create heaven, he didn't create the earth, he didn't create anything between it. How is he being thanked for something he didn't create it? So likewise, if this is the case of Prophet Isa, that great messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, what do you think the rest of those saints they call in beside Allah Azza wa Jal? What do you think a rock or a statue or a picture or a tree or a grave? So قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Again, this is a proof for Tawheed, that Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks be to Allah. Why? Because he is the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, very good. That's one ayah. Another ayah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Why we mentioned this ayah? Who remember why? Who remember why we look for that ayah? To prove that they were affirming the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He is Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is the creator of the heaven and the earth. That was Surah Luqman. Jazakallahu khairan, Abu Sumayya, whoever mentioned the ayah. Another ayah in Surah Zukhruf. Look this ayah. La ilaha wallahi al-azim, Yusuf Rice. There was. And again, this shows the importance of sound aqidah, correct understanding. I mentioned more than one time, I'm repeating it. لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ. When you see something, it's not like when somebody tells you. There was this student of knowledge who graduated from Medina University, 4 years, كُلِّيَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. Kuliyat al-Quran or other kuliyah, most likely Kuliyat al-Quran, I'm not sure now. But he graduated from the university. And before that he was Sheikh, before even he joined the university. I personally know him back in Africa. He used to be Qari in 3 countries, in Somalia, in Djibouti, in Ethiopia. They listen, they listen his Quran recitation, the general ida'ah, way before he was accepted by Medina University. Qari, he recited Quran nice. Even the jami'ah, the masjid, the big masjid of the university, he used to lead the salah. Even after he graduated, he comes for Umrah, they find out those students who used to know, they ask him to lead the salah. With all this, the problem is tablighi, jama'at tabligh, this deviated group. So, Wallahu al-Musta'an, one time he came there. I don't know now, the students used to have a system back then. They used to invite whoever graduated from university to advise those who are new to the university. And subhanallah, instead of this person advising the student to seek knowledge, to learn, to focus on, he's won against learning. He wasted his time 4 years. People lost. Yes, he wish he would have spent his time in ijtihad, in juhud, da'wah need juhud, struggle. He went to Europe, he went there. How he visited such church, people started praying. And there's stories they mention. He ended up saying that Quraysh were not believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed. I do remember I asked him a question. I don't remember I ever asked a question in that gathering. But that time I asked. Allahu A'lam. I asked him. Allah said, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. Mention this ayah. If you ask them, who created the heaven and the earth? Surely they will say Allah. They will say, surely Allah. لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. Yeah, surely they will say Allah. Yes. He said, they didn't believe that. This was just by the tongue. says, just that he touched his, I remember his lips. He pointed out, gesture. He said they didn't believe that, just by the tongue. Meaning they lied. They just saying that, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Where is the Quran he reciting? How many ayat? What is the problem with him? Is because of Nasrullah Salam wal Afia, lack of sound understanding. So those many people who recite the Quran who committing shirk, why they misinterpreting the meaning of the ayat? Who deny the attribute of Allah, why they give a wrong meaning for the ayat? They go against the Muslim rulers and make people against them, why they misinterpret the texts in that manner and the like. So sound understanding is very important. Al-aqidah sahiha, al-fahm sahih. So it is not true that they were saying just by the tongue. Quraysh need hypocrisy. Even it seems he didn't look for the history. Who had the nifaq? Who used to say things by the tongue? Not truthfulness. Who? The munafiqun, hypocrites. In the time of Medina, when the Muslims were strong. Why Quraysh needed to lie? They used to shy to lie, by the way. Abu Sufyan mentioned that. They were strong, how they need to make hypocrisy. Not even. But whatever, how about this ayat Akhuna mentioned? Ibrahim mentioned now the other ayah. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Which surah is that? Surah Luqman? نعم. Yes. Surah Al-Ankabut? Omar, yes. Which surah, Akhi? فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا Surah Al-Ankabut, صح؟ Ramadan is close to Barakallahu Fikum and Quran is Taib. How many ayat of Tawheed in Surah Al-Ankabut, in all the Quran? But yes, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 6:5, Allah says subhanahu, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him. Making their faith pure for Him only. But when He, Allah, brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. So, there are other ayat in which Allah mentioned more detail. Like Surah to Yunus. وَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْدَعْوَ اللَّهُمُ فَلَمْ وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَعُ مَكْرًا إِنَّ رُسُولَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ. هو الذي هو يصوركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرينا بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم محيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. الذي will say that that ayah is more detailed. Surah Yunus. So the more ayat we remember, the more knowledge we have in this issue, that those people, they were not saying just by the tongue, they affirmed the existence of Allah. Rather, they were believing deep in their heart. Because Allah mentioned that in Quran. What ayah number is, Akhi? What ayah number? طيب, this ayah in Surah Yunus, verse 22. هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر. It is who enables you to travel through land and sea. Allah is the one who enables you to travel through land and sea. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ, till when you are in the ships, you are in the ship, the boat. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا, وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا, and they sail with them with a favorable wind. It means Allah make those ships. There was no engine back days for the ship. No engine, no electric, nothing. Made of woods, nails. How it used to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to make it move through what? Through wind. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. So the wind pushed them, push it. Favorable wind. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا جَاءَتَا, and they are glad therein, they're very happy, because this ship is going smoothly to wherever they want. They're very happy with the wind which Allah sent it to push it. What happened? جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ, then comes a stormy wind. وَجَاءَهُمْ رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and then waves come to them from all sides. Waves come to them from all sides. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ, and they think that they are encircled therein. They are encircled therein. So the waves are from everywhere, all the sides. They realize now that death is in front of them. They cannot stop the wind. They cannot stop the waves. Nothing. So now, what do they do? What do they do now? That's what we need to know. Allah said, دعوا الله. Then they invoke Allah. They call Allah. Ya Allah, they call. مخلصين له الدين, making their faith, their dua, their invocation purely for him alone. They only call Allah. مخلصين له الدين. Question. Were they saying this? I'm asking this, Ubayd. Were they saying, were they calling Allah in that situation when they fear from death and waves come all sides and they call only Allah? Were they calling Allah just by the tongue, or they were truthful in that? They were truthful. Is it possible they were just saying by the tongue? It's impossible. Who they making hypocrisy for? Who is with them? Prophet never went to ocean. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not with them on the boat. Nor any believer. Tayyib. Plus, is that a situation somebody to ask help and call someone he doesn't believe his existence? No, we human, they don't do that. When you are in danger, you fear for your life, you realize death is close to you, you call someone, that one must be someone you believe. He sees you, he knows you, he hears you, he's able to help you, he's kind, very kind, merciful. You have to have all that, otherwise you don't waste your time. Therefore, they forget anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that situation. Tayyib. So they believe Allah's existence. Rather, they make dua. They worship Him alone in that situation. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. That's what Allah commands us. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They purely invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They call none but Allah. How come someone who memorized Quran end up saying they were not believing the existence of Allah? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. You may ask, what is the reason? What caused him? It's because this person and the like of him, they are those who deny the three aspects of Tawheed. which will help them to understand this issue. Because in Quran, some ayat in which Allah mentioned Prophet Muhammad and his followers were kicked out because they believe in Allah. الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله. Prophet Muhammad and his companion were kicked out from their land. For what reason? They say ربنا Allah, our Lord is he? Allah. So they say, oh, they were kicked out because they say Allah is our Lord. So if they believe, how do they kick out? You understand? This is where the confusion comes from. In another ayah, يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَن تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ. Those idol worshipers, they kick you out and the messenger. Why? أَن تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ, that you believe Allah, your Lord. So Prophet Muhammad and his companion were caused to leave Makkah, to migrate to Medina for one reason. Because they believe Allah, their Lord. So these people, they see this ayat, and they say they didn't believe the existence, Quraysh didn't believe the existence of Allah. They kicked out the Messenger because of believing Allah. Here is where. But if you are sahib sunnah, alhamdulillah, you understand the three aspects of Tawheed, you now understand what kind of belief in Allah they were rejecting. And what kind of belief in Allah they were accepting. You understand what I'm talking about? وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. None, majority of them believe not in Allah except while they are mushrikun. So they have belief in Allah. That's Tawheed al-Rububiyya. The oneness of Allah in Lordship. The one relate to the who create, who control, who disposes the matters, who gives his life, who gives his... This is Tawheed al-Rububiyya. The Tawheed, the oneness of Allah in Lordship. That's their belief. What is their rejection and disbelief? Is Tawheed al-Ibadah, to single out Allah in worship. If you say Allah is the creator, the owner, the controller, the one who brings rain, then worship Him alone. Thank Him for that. Don't thank someone else. That's where they rejected. Why they rejected is the second principle, inshallah, we're going to take. So, and many other ayat. If you review Surah Al-Mu'minun, inshallah, if you get time, we will look Surah Al-Mu'minun. But now we go to the second principle, inshallah ta'ala. طيب القاعدة الثانية قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى القاعدة الثانية إنهم يقولون ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة. القاعدة الثانية أنهم يقولون إنهم يقولون ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة. فالدليل القربة قوله تعالى والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. والدليل الشفاعة قوله تعالى ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. والشفاعة شفاعتان, شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. فالشفاعة المنفية ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. والدليل قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. والشفاعة المثبتة هي التي تطلب من الله, والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة, والمشفوع له من رضي الله قوله وعمله بعد الإذن, كما قال تعالى من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذن. This is second قاعدة. I need inshallah brother who read the Arabic till I tell him to stop inshallah.
ثانية أنهم يقولون ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة، فدليل القربة قوله تعالى والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار.
أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. Another brother who read this paragraph, still the Arabic.
والشفاعة شفاعتان.
No, we didn't read that. والدليل الشفاعة.
ودليل الشفاعة قوله تعالى ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. والشفاعة شفاعتان، شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. فالشفاعة المنفية ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه.
ما كانت تطلب، أي نعم يري.
ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. والدليل قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
أحسنت، بارك الله في خالد. غيره، someone else from there to the end. Just to see the Arabic.
والشفاعة المثبتة هي التي تطلب من الله والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة.
والشافع
مكرم بالشفاعة.
مكرم أو مكرم؟ الراء حرف فتحة أو كسرة؟
عندي بالكسرة.
والشافع مكرم، لا خطأ.
والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة.
If it is كسرة it's wrong. You know why? Who knows why? Yes, even it changed the whole meaning. It's a mukram.
وَالشَّافِعُ مُكْرَمٌ بِالشَّفَاعَةِ
وَالْإِسْمُ مَفْعُولٌ. He is the one being honored by Allah Azza wa Jal. The intercessor, the one who making the shafa'a, is because Allah honored him, not because he honored someone. The one who making shafa'a didn't honor anyone. He is the one who Allah honored him. So that is the difference. And some narration, some versions, مكرم. وهذا صحيح أيضا. نعم.
والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة والمشفوع له من رضي الله قوله وعمله بعد الإذن. كما قال تعالى من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه.
أحسنت، بارك الله. Mikhail, you have English one? Can you read the English?
The second principle, that they, the mushrikeen, say, we do not call upon and turn towards them except to seek nearness and intercession with Allah. So the proof against seeking nearness through the awliya is his saying, which means, and those who take awliya besides him say, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. Verily Allah will judge between them concerning that within they differ. Truly Allah guides not him who is a liar and a disbeliever. And the proof against intercession through awliya is his, the Most High, saying, which means, and they worship besides Allah things that hurt them not, nor profit them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. An intercession is of two types, the prohibited intercession and the affirmed intercession. The prohibited intercession is that which is sought from other than Allah concerning that which only Allah is able to do. So the prohibited intercession is that which is sought from other than Allah concerning that which only Allah is able to do. And the proof is his, the Most High, saying, which means, O you who believe, spend of that which we have provided for you before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, nor friendship, nor intercession. And it is the disbelievers who are the zalimun, the wrongdoers, etc. And the affirmed intercession is that which is sought from Allah, while the intercessor is honored with the intercession, and the one interceded for is someone, and the one interceded for is someone whose deeds and speech are pleasing to Allah, and after his, and after he gives permission, as he the Most High said, and which means, who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission?
Now this is the second principle. After you know the first principle, you must have this question. You have to question yourself this second principle, about second principle. After you come to know that the idol worshippers used to affirm the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, rather believe that it is He who created everything and everyone. It is He who owns. It is He who disposes the affairs, who controls the matters. Everything is in His hand. The decision is for His. If they believe that, then why they call in and seek help and ask someone else? They say the decision is the decision of Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِي اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ. If they are asked, if Allah wants good for me, do those you call him beside him harm me? Can they harm me? They say no. If Allah wants bad for me, Allah wants to hurt me, can those you call him beside him protect me from him? They say no. Then say, Hasbi Allah. Sufficient for me is Allah. If that is the case, if Allah wants good for me, they cannot stop that from me. If Allah wants bad for me, they cannot protect me from him. The decision is the decision of Allah. So if they believe that it's Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the matters, how come they call other than Allah? If they want to rain, they say the rain is created by Allah, and it is Allah who owns the rain. It is Allah who brings the rain. No one else has any control in that. But yet, they asking other than Allah the rain. How does that make sense? Wow, what happened? The Sheikh answered. What happened is two reasons. One, they say those they call beside Allah are righteous creation of Allah. They do have status with Allah. They're closer to Allah than us. They say we have shortcoming, we have sin, we have this. But those we call them besides Allah are righteous slaves of Allah. They're very close to Allah. Allah loves them. Based on that, we call them to get us closer to Allah. To get us nearer to Allah. That's why we call them. Not because they have something. Not because they have any control. No. But by doing so, by worshipping them, they get us nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is one thing. The other thing they say, they make shafa'ah for us. They intercede for us. They ask Allah on behalf of us, which almost, in one, if you look in a way, is almost the same. So they look in the shafa'ah intercession. They say that's all. So So here they make Subhanallah قاسوا الله عز وجل بخلقه. You know, in worldly life, if someone is head of a company, okay, and you want to hire you, it's not the same when he knows you, or he knows someone who knows you, and when he doesn't know you, he doesn't know anyone knows you. It's not the same. When he doesn't know, at least he doesn't know. Are you good or you bad? He doesn't know. But if he really knows you, you're good. Or someone knows you, who he trusted him, you have a chance to, he welcome you. They think that's the case, subhanAllah, with Allah, Azza wa Jal. So, they call in other than Allah because they believe. By doing so, those they call beside Allah cause them closer to Allah, make them near to Allah. And also they call them to intercede for them, to ask Allah for them on behalf of them. This is why they worship other than Allah. Not because they control, not because they own nothing. Nothing is in their hand. But only one thing is there. They are closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah loves them. Instead, we go straight to Allah and asking, oh Allah, give us rain. Oh Allah, give us life. Oh Allah, protect us. They say, those are closer to Allah. They are angels. They are prophets. They are saints. They are believers of jinn. They are good creation of Allah. We are not like them. So instead of we going straight to Allah and ask him, they say we rather go to them and they make shafa'a for us. Means they looking for what they call connection. One time, I was going to the direction of the Prophet's masjid, and someone from those who have, they have on their head a green hat from somewhere, Europe or Kazakhstan or those countries. And then, wallahi, I had imama, red imama. Khalas, if you have red imama to them, you will have. He was very mad, talking to me. And then what happened? He said, you don't see how they humiliate the Prophet's masjid, at the Prophet's grave? I said, how they humiliate? He said, there's dust. I said, then what? Nobody, why you need a... He said, if you would have seen the grave of Naqshbandi, you wouldn't say that. He said, on the top of that grave, there is gold on it. I said, why they need it? If Naqshbandi, he died, why they need to make gold on his grave? He said, connection. Connection. You need connection, he said. I said, why we need connection? Now he brought Shubha. SubhanAllah. Shaitan whispered on them. He brought Shubha. He said, I have a question. Do you take the religion straight from Allah or through Messenger Muhammad Sallam? I say through Messenger Muhammad Sallam. So you now claiming you don't need connection? He said the same thing. When you want to worship Allah, you need a connection. هذا هو. قياس قياس إبليس القياس في مقابلة النص قياس إبليس. Any analogy which is the opposite of the text is from Shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command to call him alone. قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحد. I call only Allah. فلا تدعو مع الله أحدا. أن المساجد لله فلا تدعو مع الله أحدا. ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا ولا تدعوا من دون الله. Don't call besides Allah. All these ayat, he ignored it. And he says you need connection. So, yes, when it comes to the getting the ibadah, the religion, we need connection, the messenger. But when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no connection. So these people, they worship other than Allah, claiming that that makes them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that those they call beside Allah are making shafa'ah intercession for them. Basically, they ask Allah, they believe that those they call beside Allah are asking Allah on behalf of them. And this is what's called shirk. Because why? When they call other than Allah, believing they make them closer to Allah. Or when they call other than Allah, believing that they will make shafa'ah for them. Either the case, what did they do? They call someone other than Allah. They call someone, they invoke someone other than Allah. This is dua. Shafa'a is min aqsami dua. The intercession is from the dua. Rather, is dua plus shafa'a. So they call in other than Allah. They call a prophet, they call a jinn, they call an angel, they call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sheikh, saint, oh, such saint, such sheikh, such prophet. This calling itself is kufrun wa shirkun. It's kufr because you're giving the description of Allah of hearing everyone and being able to everyone and understanding everyone's speech and language, wherever that may be. This is a description of Allah alone. And also it is shirk because this ibadah, this calling, is an act of worship. And it is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is where, until today, those who call beside Allah, call the saint the same reason. They looking for connection. They call it tawassul. They call it tawassul. So the second principle is about that, is an answer to the question, if those people used to affirm the existence of Allah, and that Allah is the creator, Allah is the provider, Allah is the disposer of matters, why they call others? They call others upon this belief, thinking they are their intercessors with Allah. Thinking, by worshipping them, by calling them, they are making them closer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is, as Allah mentioned in this ayah, kufrun wa kadib. Kadibun kafar. It's a lie and it is disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, didn't make between him subhanahu and his servants someone. So they worship Allah through that one. Allah didn't make that. Ma anzal Allahu bidhalika min sultan. This principle, Al-Qa'idatu Thani, the second principle of this book, Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, is to mention that the idol worshippers used to worship other than Allah for these two reasons. One, thinking that those they call besides Allah help them to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The second reason is, they used to think that those they call beside Allah will make shafa'ah intercession for them. The Shaykh, he mentioned the dalil, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. That was their claim. They worship whoever they worship besides Allah, believing that they make them nearer to Allah. And also, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They say those are our intercessors with Allah. Allah said, قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Are you telling Allah that which he doesn't know in the heaven and the earth? When you're saying those are making shafa'a, intercession for us with Allah Azza wa Jal, are you telling Allah Azza wa Jal that which doesn't exist, which is not in the heaven and the earth? قُلَ تُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Are you telling Allah that which He doesn't know in the heaven and the earth? Meaning what Allah doesn't know, subhanAllah. Meaning it doesn't exist. The ayah means something doesn't exist. When you say, they say they have intercessor with Allah, Allah says that doesn't exist. It's not true. It's a lie. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Allah doesn't have subhanahu wa ta'ala someone between him and his servants. Someone, the servants of Allah worship to get closer to Allah, through to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't assign that for his creation. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command them to worship him alone. Here is one question, last question. It's very clear when those people used to worship the human being, the intellect ones, the angels, the jinn, the prophets, the saints. It's very clear. But sometimes they used to worship the rock, the tree, the pictures. How did they used to believe that the pictures are making shafa'a intercession for them with Allah? How did they used to believe that a rock or a statue or a tree or a wood or a clay or a picture? Because they used to worship all this. How did they used to believe that those objects makes them, bring them near to Allah? How? Yes, if those they call beside Allah are angels, is understood. Our prophets is understood. Jinn is an intellect ones, saints. But how do they used to worship a rock, a tree, a cow, and the like? How? Especially the rock and the trees and the images, the pictures. How do they believe that these cause them to bring them closer to Allah? These make intercession for them with Allah. How? Who understand that point? Question today. Have you seen people who worship in a picture? Very good. Like worshiping the picture, they say, picture of Jesus. Right or wrong? Why? And you see, what they're facing is a wood. Sometimes it's a metal. Why? Yes, what is that? Ahsant. That's the right answer. It's not the object itself. It's not the wood. It's not the picture itself. It's what that resembles, what that stands for. So this statue stands who? For Isa, for Jesus, for such king, for such saint. Even the cross. To them, it's not just a wood. It's not like any other wood. It's not just a metal. No. This, it stands for something. To them, Jesus being crucified and whatever the reason is. So even this object, this picture has a meaning for it. Not just a picture. So no difference whether they worship the picture. For instance, they make a picture and say, this is the picture of Jesus. And they call and they worship. Humble themselves to that picture, or they don't have a picture but call straight to Jesus. No difference, because both sides, in both ways, they mean Isa himself. Because some people, they say, you know, those the Quran refute them. They used to worship idols. They used to statue. They worship picture. We don't do that. That's what they say. We just call the saints. We just call Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jain. We call the Prophet Muhammad. Now, why those? Yes, it's another issue. The Sheikh will talk about, inshallah, the third principle. Those idol worship, they were not used to worship only rocks. They were not used to worship only trees. But even when they used to worship a rock, a tree, a picture, what did they mean? They mean that the tree, righteous person, a prophet, or righteous one, sit one day under it, touch it. There is blessings came from that righteous one. And the like. It's not just a tree. They have to have some kind of belief connecting this tree to an intellect one. The same thing, this picture, the idol worship they used to have Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail's picture inside the Kaaba. The day Prophet ﷺ captured the Kaaba, he destroyed with his own hand, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he entered the Kaaba, he see the picture of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. So this picture, if they address the picture, having in mind who this picture stands for, which Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, or they don't go before the picture, they go straight and call Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, no difference. Either the case they mean Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. And in reality, the one they call in both ways is not Prophet Isa, is not Prophet Ibrahim, Ismail, none of those. It is a jinn, it's shaitan. Those they call in even do not aware of them. Wallahi. لا يعلمهم الشيخ ولا يدري حالهم هؤلاء المدعوون. Those they call beside Allah even do not aware of it. They don't know it, wallahi. Wallahi, they don't know it. They have no idea. Allah mentioned that in Quran. Prophet Isa will be asked. He said, oh Allah, I was with them when I was among them. But after you make me wafat, you cause me to die or you cause me to go up, it's you who are aware of it. I didn't know it. All the messengers will be collected, will be asked. They say, we don't know. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ قَالَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We don't know it. We are not aware of it. So those they call beside Allah is jinn, is shaitan. It is he who called them, not those messengers, not those righteous ones, not those angels. They do not aware of it. But it's just a matter of convince. They are convinced with it. This one is convinced with a cow, this one with a rock, this one with a human being, this one with a saint, this one with jinn, this one with the stars. But overall, these are a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. They create nothing. Even they didn't create themselves, let alone someone else. Therefore, they have no right to worship them. They have no right to thank them for that which only Allah is the one who gave. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka Allah. Bihamdika. La ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.